Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Well, you've got about a half hour to do that. We're going to do It's Broken, It's Fix It in honor of spring break this week of Hunting Ground, which is looking at issues on college campuses. So hopefully that will interest you greatly. So you've got about 20 minutes or so to get in touch with me, 855-993-7569. We had talked earlier about enhancing our senses because there have been a couple stories this week about the one that sort of probably elicited this, the question on Facebook, was that they have this goo that they've found in fish that live in the ocean very far down, who have extraordinary night vision. And so they've taken some of the secretions, as it were, and put them in somebody's eye, which make me a little nervous. I'm not sure I would have volunteered for that.
Yeah.
And had enhanced night vision. There's also a story yesterday of a woman who'd been declared legally blind who can now drive a car, which at first blush the headline seems downright terrifying, but turns out that she's using a biometric device that essentially works as a combination of a telescope and a periscope, so she can actually see peripherally and in advance and far in advance and behind her as well. So the point being, and I'm not sure when I put this up because I'm never sure when I put things up exactly how you guys are going to respond. As I said, one of the pleasures of this job is that I'll put in something that I think is relatively trivial, and you guys will come up with extraordinary responses. So I'm not sure when I was talking about this one. I know if I put up what superpower would you like, which we've done before, that everybody's going to say flying.
Yeah.
Although Manny wanted X-ray vision, but...
Well, I don't know if I want X-ray vision. I think if I somehow, like, develop the ability, I don't think I would complain too much. But I would want to be able to, like, control it. I wouldn't want to just, like... I wouldn't want it to just be something.
Well, it could be like a contact lens or a bifocal or something. You could switch to night vision. Just put on your goggles. I don't know. The problem about hearing better than I hear is I already hear fairly well. And for example, when I'm talking with somebody, I can't tune out other voices very well.
Yeah.
When I'm in the program director's office, I make him turn off whatever. If he needs to talk with me, I want him to turn off the program because it's hard to tune out the human voice. I can tune out music, but I can't tune out unless it's something like It's a Small World After All or something like that,
yeah,
which is just an impossible song.
And if you're in like a public place, too, if you're at like a sporting event or a concert or where there's a lot of people, then you're just hearing 15 different conversations just all going into your ears. And
it's hard to concentrate on any one of them because they're all going on. And you can hear sometimes the people at the next table, but then you can hear the person you're sitting across from given the geometry of restaurants. So hearing, taste, I don't know, it just seems like I'd weigh 400 pounds if I had a better sense of taste. Touch, I don't know. That's one of those ones that, I tend to have hypersensitive skin anyway. I tend to get contact dermatitis very easily. So I don't know that the hypersensitive touch is going to do me much good. And in terms of eyesight, I had the surgery done so I can see a teleprompter and a menu. And I suppose if in a perfect world I would have both my eyes are 20/20, but one's for vision, one's for depth, or one's for distance, one's for close. But in fact, they're 20/10.
I'm just thinking about when you mentioned taste. I'm just thinking of if your taste buds were enhanced, you having something with chocolate in it, and just how much. You know, the flavor of that chocolate just being, like, tripled. Like, how would you even be able to handle that?
Could we not talk about chocolate for another 48 hours, please? That was really mean. Somebody gave me a chocolate bunny yesterday, and I said, I can't do it till somebody says, okay. Knowing there's a chocolate bunny in your pocket is not the world's best way of observing Lent. All right. And I'm not sure that I've really gotten into, the reason I do it, and I sort of, and every year is why I convince myself that I should do it, is because I'm always asking you guys to do difficult things. I'm asking you to see things in a different way or behave in a different way. And I figure if I'm asking you to do difficult things, that I should actually be willing to do difficult things as well. And most of the things that other people are supposed to be doing, I'm probably already more or less doing. So that's not, doesn't really count. So this is my way of sort of keeping in touch with your pain. I know you're not impressed. Well, okay, what can I tell you? Alrighty, so let's cover some of the other enhanced senses that people want.
We'll continue on with Bill. Bill says, what about mind reading by assuming? He says, I still need a lot of improving to do in that regard.
Well, unfortunately, all of us do it, and it's not a very good idea.
Yeah.
Like they say, assumptions just make an ass of you and me. I don't know. when in doubt, ask, right?
Yeah. Marion says, feeling, sense of feeling, but I would also want to make my mind understand what people are thinking.
Well, empathy. I mean, it's not really one of the five senses, but it maybe should be. That how do you put yourself in somebody else's shoes?
Mm-hmm.
And it's clearly a learned technique. I'm not sure that infants are born with it, but it's a crucial technique. And they're really, I think it's probably the difference between a sociopath and somebody who's not, is the ability to empathize.
Yeah.
That to see, you know, if I were in your shoes, how would it be for me? And I've known some people who were not empathic at all, but they never really developed that technique or the wish to have that technique. I mean, they may have had it, just decided it wasn't important and that they should ignore it.
Yeah. Claire says, vision. I would love to have my vision restored to what it was years ago. No more contacts or glasses, please.
Yeah, I know.
David says, what five senses are you referring to? Really, we really have about 20.
All right, well, name the other 15, Davey. Okay, yeah, just lay them on me. Well, I mean, in theory, there's extrasensory perception, but that's beyond, by definition, the five senses. I want to know what your other 15 are. Sure. Lay them on me.
Yeah, give us a call and let us know.
Yeah, don't
be curious as to what the other 15 might be, just so I can kind of pay attention to what they are.
Well, I think, yeah. If you're going to make statements like that, you better back it up, babes. your mouth needs to make sure that you're making bets that your head can cover.
Peg,
baby.
Peg says, vision. It's always been a problem. Glasses since third grade, then contacts, RK surgery in 1992, cataract surgery in the left eye with crystal lens replacement. And the doc wanted to do the right eye in 2007. This was horrible, so I went to a second opinion, and that doctor said, you don't have a cataract in your right eye, and you might not have had one in your left eye.
Whoa!
Can't prove it now. Ugh. Enough of this. I buy dollar store glasses and poke one lens out. Yes, I would like my vision improved.
Well, it sounds like you'd like the vision of your doctor's vision improved, too.
Yeah,
wow.
No kidding.
Although that seems to be a little bit irresponsible for a doctor to say you may not have had a cataract there. I mean, that's kind of hard to prove after the fact.
Right. And, I mean, just would you really even want to say that to a patient after, you know, I mean, because you, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like something you would want to tell them after the fact, you know. But
yeah. Well, but, I mean, I think it's an irresponsible thing for the second doctor to have said. I mean, based on what?
Right. Yeah. Dawn says, she says, my vision, I'm so tired of glasses. That seems to be the kind of the
yeah.
theme with this is vision. And then last one from Sally Ann, she says, hearing, specifically an ear for music. I wish I had the talent to play an instrument by ear.
Hmm. Well, I mean, that may be a learned technique as much as anything else. That I know we talk about people having an ear, but it also seems to me that... I'll tell you, I went to this lecture at Lincoln Center a couple of years ago where they did the first 8 bars of Ina Klein and Nach music, thum, 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 and it was a 3-hour lecture on those 8 bars, and it was extraordinary. I think you could maybe learn some of that. Go find a good music teacher and see what you can figure out. 855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Music, one of life's greatest pleasures, has tremendous power. The power to bring a tear to the eye or to quiet a racing mind. Music also has the power to heal and has been used through the centuries to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve stress and chronic pain. Now, Michael Terrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project. These frequencies were uncovered in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. Now, you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home or office. It's a new year. Give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit WholeTones88.com and get a free sample. Visit WHOLETones88.com today for your free sample. That's WholeTones88.com. WholeTones88.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So this is a very holy weekend for two of the major religions, or Christianity and Judaism. We talked earlier about Good Friday and the tradition there, so I thought we would spend a moment and talk about Passover, which is called Pesach in Hebrew, and commemorates the Israelites' escape from Egyptian slavery and is observed with meals that consist of unleavened bread and many cups of wine. Passover begins at sundown on April 3rd, concludes outside of Israel on April 11th. I don't know exactly what that means. At every Passover Seder, Orthodox, Reform, and secular Jewish families recite the story of their ancestors' dramatic redemption from hundreds of years of collective bondage. The Haggadah, which is read and sung throughout the meal, tells the tales of the Hebrew enslavement by Pharaoh, the chutzpah of Moses, backed by God, of course, asking the Egyptian ruler to let his people go. Moses' name is not actually mentioned in the Haggadah in deference to the ultimate sovereignty of God. The 10 plagues that inundated Egypt when Pharaoh refused, and finally the last-second escape of the Israelites through the miraculously parted Red Sea, as emphasized by Christian Bale and Charlton Heston. These are probably two of the most... I really thought the original one and the second one were really great. So fast was their exodus, the Hebrews had no time to let their dough rise. Thus, to the chagrin of many young and old Jews, the week-long festival is observed in part by eating unleavened bread called matzah. Despite the ubiquitous flat cracker, Passover is one of the most widely observed Jewish holidays, perhaps because it is like Hanukkah, so family and children-oriented. The youngest person at the Seder traditionally asks the four questions, highlighting why Passover is such a special time in the year. And towards the end of the meal, children search high and low for the afikoman, a symbolic bit of matzah that brings out the competitive side of even the shyest kids. But adults get their fill, too. The commandment to drink four cups of wine, each of which represents one of the times God promised to deliver the slaves into freedom, results in lively, festive banter. Well before the meal begins, Passover brings spring cleaning to a wholly different level. In fact, fulfilling the commandment of searching for and destroying chametz in preparation for Pesach has many Jewish households gripped by breadcrumb mania come April. Actually, I had a friend who works at the Ritz in Florida, and he says that they have to kosher the Ritz. And so they have to get rid of everything. And then a rabbi comes and blesses everything. And then they put apparently string around the outside of the property. And nobody can bring anything in that's not blessed. And somebody does, like one of the employees brings in a candy bar or something that's not kosher. They have to get the rabbi over to re-kosher the place up. That awkward moment. More observant families, this means turning the house inside out, using a special set of kosher for Passover dishes, and discarding any and all food in the pantry not marked OU-P. That is, of course, if they don't choose to forego the hassle altogether and order takeout, or believe it or not, hop on a week-long Passover cruise, which apparently are fairly common because they're kosher. Today, Passover is used as an opportunity to reflect on the things that plague our world, to seek justice for the still oppressed, and even to bring together multi-faith family and friends under the common banner of universal freedom. I will tell you my two Passover stories. One was right after September 11th, that following spring. And it was actually, I'm not really name-dropping here, or at least that was not my intent. It was actually at Joan Rivers' house. And I knew that it was not going to be a really tense Seder because before the Passover started, she passed out pigs in blankets, which I don't think in anybody's definition or kosher. And for the 10 plagues, she had a little plastic bag filled with symbols of the plagues. I thought, this is going to be okay. And believe it or not, I was the youngest person there, so I got to read the four questions. But for me, I'll tell you that, I mean, it was certainly a different kind of Seder. The other one that I'd been to, when I first moved to New York, a friend from high school called up and said, why don't you come? And she, first of all, it started at 8 o'clock, and I didn't know anybody, and it was in New Jersey, and so actually, I'd been using a car service that was Israeli, so I said to one of the guys, if you'll take me there, you know, you can be my guest. And he was Israeli, had never been to a Seder. So And the whole thing was completely unintelligible, and we still hadn't eaten anything by about midnight. And so there was this, what I thought was a little piece of apple on the table, and so I crunched down on it, and it was horseradish, and I thought I was going to have to go to the emergency room. So that was and then I went to Jones, which was completely 180 degrees out. But one of the things that really impressed me, because this was, as I said, this was in, I think it was March that year after September 11th, so it had been about, what's that, about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And what people said at that Seder was that there had always been evil in the world and that goodness had always triumphed. And that was really the message of, for 5,000 years, or more than 5,000 years, that there had been destructive people in the world who tried to enslave other people, and that it never worked, that it could be a while. I mean, 200 years is a long time of being enslaved, but sooner or later, that basic human decency and kindness, and maybe with a little help from God, triumphed. And that was just an enormously comforting thought at that moment, that this isn't the end of the world as we know it, that there have always been people who were perfectly willing to sacrifice other people for whatever their goals were. But it's a short-term phenomenon, and that basic kindness, basic humanity, basic empathy, we were talking about earlier, is will come to the forefront at some point. And it was, I can't tell you that, and hearing, I think it's Harrison Ford at the Rose Planetarium was talking about that with billions of stars, that there has to be at least intelligent life someplace else in the universe. We can't be the only answer. And that was also a comfort. If everything doesn't rest on us, if there's not that anxiety, if we go, then civilization goes. Those two things were incredibly comforting at the time, for very different reasons, obviously. So the point being, if whatever faith you practice or don't practice, I suppose if you practice Christianity, then you've got the Good Friday, the sadness of Good Friday, and the redemptive Easter. If you're Jewish, you've got the idea that that slavery can be overcome, that people can find their way out of not only slavery, but out of the desert. I suppose if you're none of the above, you can sort of focus on the idea that spring may finally come, and it may be a while before we have exactly the weather we want, but that life goes on, that human beings go on, that the ability to deal with one another and be kind to one another and live our lives in happy, meaningful ways goes on as well. Happy holidays. Do stay tuned for Hunting Ground. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest today is Amy Ziering, whose name you may recognize. She did The Invisible War, which was a study, a documentary. And I think Amy and I met each other a number of years ago when she did The Invisible War about women in the military. And not only that women were being discriminated against, like, duh, we all knew that, but were actually being raped. And it was a chilling documentary at the time. And having met Amy and interviewed a couple of the women, that one of whom essentially her life was essentially destroyed. One of the other ones just got really mad. And I think given a choice between being destroyed or getting mad, get mad. She's got a brand new, she's been the producer for a brand new documentary, which is getting a huge amount of play and should. That apparently there are over 1,000, is that right, Amy? 1,000 campuses have asked to see the film.
We've gotten 1,000 requests from various campuses, yeah, to screen the film, which is incredible. We're just so grateful and very pleased to have had this overwhelming response.
Well, I think this really struck a chord with an awful lot of people. And as you point out in the film, that parent, well, a couple of things. Number one, the college has gotten very expensive. There have been a number of documentaries, actually, in the last couple of months that suggest that colleges are marketing themselves as any other brand, and so they compete to find out who can have the biggest affinity pool or who can have the best climbing wall. And concurrent with that sort of physical manifestation is giving out lower easy grades, what we used to call in college the easy C, that except they're now easy A's because they want kids to take classes. And one of the ways of taking of having a class, we used to call them jelly rolls, that a class that you were guaranteed to do minimal work, you learn nothing, but you got a good grade. And so combining, number one, college has gotten much more expensive. Number two, the value of the education. Number three, that kids who get college degrees from good colleges cannot necessarily find a job. So on the one hand, you've got this real crisis, I think, in education. And on the other, this really alarming statistic, which I'm going to let you sort of do chapter and verse on, that college campuses are not safe for females. So talk about that.
Well, you raise a really good point, and it's what shocked me as a parent and the mother of two daughters who's in college and one who just graduated. I mean, obviously, I as a parent expect that the campus is incentivized, right, to protect my student. Like my student, as you said, the business is the brand, is the client, and I do it in a safe place. And in fact, what I learned in making the film and what we think is so revelatory is no, colleges are incentivized to cover up these crimes because they don't want that kind of negative publicity, right? It would hurt the brand. So it's not what I expected to find as a filmmaker, and it's not what I expected to find as a parent. Campuses aren't safe, and the institutions have no incentive to let you know that.
Well, now, how did you pick up the topic to begin with? What sort of clued you in that this might be an issue?
Well, again, I said I had absolutely no idea. We were making The Invisible War, which actually broke the story of the epidemic of rape in our military, and when we went around to campuses showing that film, time and again, a student on those very campuses would come up to us and say, you know, this actually happened to me here, and it's extremely similar to what you saw going on in the military I experienced. Yeah. So this happened for like 3 months, and, the director and I kept, going back and forth trading notes, and we were like, what? And then we started doing our own investigating, and we found, like, not only what were these students telling us true, but it was even far worse than we expected. So then we started reading the studies and the statistics, and so we pivoted and dived into making the film.
Well, one of the first, I think, revelations, because, I mean, sexual predators have probably always been around, but I'd never really thought of, the term implies, a hunting ground, is that you actually get men, because by and large they are men, going to college campuses specifically because they know that there are going to be young, relatively naive, available females to essentially rape without the idea that that there would be any really repercussions.
Well, yeah, you get it exactly. I mean, that's again what we were surprised and found was that it isn't that the common mythology all of us think is, oh, it's hookup culture, it's just it's gone bad, and no, actually, it's not. A small minority of men commit these crimes, but if they're at certain institutions which protect them and which have no incentives to actually, investigate and have appropriate sanctions needed, expel them, then they can commit these crimes with impunity, right? And also they're in a target-rich environment, as you say. You know, kids come in, they're naive, they don't nearly know the ropes, they use alcohol as a weapon. And so they're in these places, and if they have these precarious conditions and are hosted in these institutions like our college campuses, they can continue to, they can rape with impunity. And so these small serial predators, even though it's just a small number of men, but if there's no consequences, they can keep doing so over and over again. So the numbers get, to these epidemic levels.
Well, it's not, for me, it was not only that the issue of predators and no responsibility, but creating an environment where even men who are not sexual predators and presumably not rapists are really encouraged to sexually act out. And the idea that at Harvard they're screaming no means yes and yes means anal. I mean, and these are not, two or three guys. These are huge numbers of fraternities. Talk about the fraternity issue a little bit here, too, will you?
Well, yeah, I mean, the fraternities, like, as we say, not only do these institutions across the board systemically allow these crimes to proliferate, but there's also certain cultures within them that are, you know, have higher incidence of sexual assault, you know, according to the few studies we've seen. And, you know, one of them is fraternity culture and one is the sports culture. And there's various things that are unique about both those cultures that are on our campuses that also sort of, give cover and sort of aid and abet the proliferation of these spots.
Well, one of the things that I found really chilling, other than everything, was on the fraternity link, the idea being that fraternities have very strong alum support, and therefore that there's almost, that's not only the old boy culture, but the old boy financial culture, and that fraternity alums are huge contributors to universities. They're around here, there was at least the acknowledgement, because one of the women in the movie was the woman that people in New York are familiar with, is the woman from Columbia who's been carrying around a mattress for some period of time, with the idea being that she was assaulted and that Columbia essentially didn't do anything about it.
Emma Sokolowitz, she's amazing, But what we've seen and what the movie shows is that these students found had no recourse other than to sort of go to these dramatic acts to try and sort of A, call attention to this issue, and B, you know, have rapists assault on their campuses. I mean, that's what it's taken.
Well, at least, I mean, presumably when a woman goes into the military, she's an adult, and she may not be aware of how misogynistic the culture is, but presumably, I'm not even sure why I'm trying to sort of make a difference, but I guess if a parent sees their kid going into the military, they're not making the assumption that the kid will be safe, because by definition, being a soldier is not a safe thing to do. I don't think they assume that their kid will be, that their daughter will be raped, but with a college campus, I mean, you're paying a lot of money, and I guess parents who send their kids go into the military, they're not spending a lot of money to do it. And while I agree that the military had a vested interest in hushing this up, the college campuses seem to me to have even more of an issue. And the parallels are really chilling, that you spend your whole life putting away money so you can send your daughter to college to get educated, so she doesn't have to just get married, that she can support herself. And the assumption is, I guess, several fold. Number one, that she'll be educated, and number two, that she'll be safe. And neither of those seem to be accurate anymore.
That's completely true, and that's what was so stunning to us, and what was, I guess, you know, just reminding me when you said that, what was so heartbreaking was getting the phone calls I got, you know, throughout investigating, the phone from parents, you know, saying, can you help me? No one's helping me at the school, you know, and how just shocked parents were by, you know, the response that they would get and the lack of support.
Well, and the statistics you could compile, and maybe when we come back you can share some of them, of when women did find the courage, and we have to assume that the number of rapes on campus are underreported by probably a huge factor, because, first of all, women are made to feel guilty. The assumption that rapes are underreported, and when they are reported, that at least the school would do something about it, and at best, it seemed like there were wrist slaps. Let's talk about that a little bit when we come back. My guest is Amy Ziering, who's done really the second in a devastating sort of duo of sexual harassment in the United States and rape. This one is on college campuses. It's called Hunting Grounds, and we've talked about why, and you'll hear a little bit more statistically when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest is Amy Ziering, who's done, she's done The Invisible War, which was a horrifying, as far as I'm concerned, look at rape in the military. Her follow-up piece, which was not intended to be a follow-up piece, but came as a direct result of showing The Invisible War on college campuses and having young women come up and say, it's not only in the military, it's happening here. So she and her team got together and did what's called a hunting ground, which is really very upsetting about the fact that number one, there are rapes on college campuses and they are not uncommon. Number two, they are perpetrated by a relatively small number of predators, but they create a sexualized environment that allows sexual acting out at very least. And most alarmingly, or perhaps equally alarmingly, the college campuses are doing nothing about it, or at very best, minimal. but a lot of covering up. So talk to me about statistics here, Amy.
Well, what was so interesting that we found was that statistically, false reporting of rape is completely consistent with false reporting on all other crimes, which means that 92 to 98% of people who report rape are telling the truth. And yet, you know, in the media and in other elements and aspects of society, this is the only crime where if you report it, you come into question. Right? Whether, you know, so that was pretty, and so that's what we're trying to sort of shift with awareness in our film. So when you see this, you know, because the social convention is to sort of think that, oh, it's just, you know, a hookup gone bad or women, you know, or we just say these things vengefully. No, actually, they don't. It's actually, you know, if you do come forward and report, you yourself are, you know, put under interrogation instead of your rapist. You yourself, you're questioned, you're challenged, you're victim blamed, you're harassed.
Well, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, if you report, if I call up the police and say, someone broke into my house. No one's going to ask me what my locks were or what I was wearing or had I been drinking had I told people that I had a television set. They're going to do none of that. Yet if I call up and say I was in rape, they're going to ask what I was wearing, when did I say no, how much did I have to drink, what my sexual history was, whether I was a virgin. And we know that those kinds of things were happening in society at large up until recently, but most police departments have at least gotten more sensible about it. In fact, one of the people you talked to in Hunting Grounds is an ex-police. In campus security, and he's what he felt is that as a police officer, that he was supposed to uphold the law and protect everybody on campus, and he was really stopped from doing that. I thought that was one of the really alarming kind of interviews. So, what would you like people to take away from Hunting Grounds?
Well, I think it's a must-see for anyone with children in college. College students should see it. Parents looking to send those children to college should see it. Because I think, as a parent myself, I didn't have this information, and I'm very grateful I do. You know, and the institutions have absolutely no incentive to present it to the world otherwise. So, you know, that's the first thing. I think everyone needs to be educated and educated on actually what really is going on, because then what steps you can take to better protect, ensure our campuses are safer and protect your children.
Right. Let me just stop you for a minute on that notion. Well, let's assume that you have an 18-year-old freshman. The problem is, it's not that you can point out one school or not. And one of the horrifying things for me, I mean, I went to Rice in Houston, which is a primarily male school with primarily nerds. I mean, it's an engineering school. It was an institute. And when Rice pops up as a place where there have been rapes, it seems to me that there is no safe school. It's not like you can send a kid to a non-Ivy League school or to a state-supported school, and my guess is even if we look at community colleges, it's going to be the same. So this is a ubiquitous problem. Given that, what would you say to your daughter? How would you, as a parent, find the right school, or how would you warn her, or what would you do?
It's not exactly all up to the children. It's really up to administrators and alumni and parents to sort of really change their ways and in putting better mechanisms in place. A, be more transparent, you know, acknowledge these crimes are happening, have presidents go forward and say, we are going to take this seriously, not just rhetorically, but actually, you know, take measures to make our campuses safer, and that would mean putting in better investigation and adjudication processes so that, you know, these predators don't get hall passes, literally, you know, and so we get the predators off campus. And as far as the children's side of it, I would have my children be informed. I'd have them know what parts of the culture and campus culture, how this goes on, what the modus operandi of perpetrators are, because there are clear ways that they operate. I want them to be aware of, my child to be aware of the ways in which the culture at school ends up protecting predators and not victims, so that they can sort of be part of the stopping of the victim blaming. I would certainly watch my drink anywhere I went. I would certainly be careful of certain fraternities which, you know, have the reputation of this happening. There are lots of things, you know, but really, first thing would be to see the film. And it's not self-serving, it's actually, you know, I really do mean that. I mean, I know people go into the theater and they leave transformed, and they're incredibly grateful to get this information, which they're not getting anywhere else.
Yeah, I think it should be in high schools as well as colleges, because what you want is preventive action as opposed to after the fact. And a couple of the women in here, I thought, were incredibly brave. And it seems like, as you point out, the parallels between Invisible War and Hunting Ground is that it really takes somebody, and unfortunately they're almost across the board victims, who says, hell no, you know, I'm not going to play. I'm going to get mad rather than get sad. And the idea that women deans will somehow protect you, or women presidents of universities, is just not accurate. I mean, because what they're talking about here is, do you do the right thing by your your sex and by your student body, or do you keep your job? And that's a horrible decision to have to make. I mean, most of us, we hope, would make the moral decision. But when it comes to your, and it's not only your job, it's your career and your reputation. And it would seem to me, if nothing else, as you say, knowing which fraternities to avoid, that hopefully that you understand that roofies, when I wrote Dating for Dummies, the first edition, which was now like almost 20 years ago, I talked about roofies then. So this is not a new problem, that if nothing else, it may cut down on underage drinking. if putting a roofie in water, I don't think will work. But and because if nothing else, probably you can put a roofie in water, but keeping an eye or not drinking. And if somebody says, come off with me, come on over here, maybe you shouldn't. The other really alarming thing, which I suppose we're going to get to end on today, and then people can go see the movie, and you can tell them the website to get in touch with, is that some of the predators were campus, either football heroes or basketball heroes, that they're the jocks, the athletes, which has always been traditionally the notion. How do we deal with that?
Let me back up just because you made me think of one thing, if that's okay. Buddying up is a really good idea for people that go to these parties. You know, I'm not anti-party, I'm all for it, and I don't want to scare people. But also just having a friend who's got your back, who knows where you are at all times, you make sure you meet together, you stay together. That's a brilliant and really good suggestion. So I thank you. You made me think of that. So then can you repeat what the second part of the question was?
The idea about when it's a campus hero.
Oh, God.
Because he's a jock. And you've got at least one of them in this. Not only was a campus hero, but a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, well, we did see, and again, you know, we don't have a lot of good data on this, but, you know, some of the studies show that entitlement, you know, people that are in prominent positions of power, they can abuse that power because they know they'll get extra protection. You know, they literally get, you know, the hall pass from their coach and all that. You know, people willfully turn a blind eye because, you know, they're bringing in money to the, you know, sports franchise that the school has. So, yeah, there's a lot of that going on. So, you know,
folks, we're not trying to send everybody to same-sex schools, and we're not suggesting that you should send your daughters to nunneries, but you should go see Hunting Grounds. Amy, thanks for your time. Thanks for your movie. And, folks, you should go see it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.